Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lollapalooza again is happening this weekend. And yesterday we talked dinner food. Now we're going to talk desserts. Okay, let me turn on everybody's microphone here. Because just bear with us, having some technical difficulties. Oh, wow. We got some serious food happening here. We got some serious food. Where's Juan?
Right here.
Juan, tell everybody where you're from.
I'm from Churro Factory.
The Churro Factory.
Correct.
Okay. And what did you bring in?
We brought some churros, regular ones filled with strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate.
Okay.
And we also brought some churro s'mores.
Got it. And where is Lindsay? Lindsay, how you doing? Say hi.
Hi.
And this is Kat right here?
Yep.
Lindsay and Kat. Where are you guys from?
We're from XO Marshmallow.
XO Marshmallow. What is XO Marshmallow? Where is that?
So it's in Rogers Park. It's actually the world's first all-marshmallow cafe.
Ooh.
You're kidding. Mm-mm. Wow. So everything's marshmallow.
Everything is marshmallow in some shape or form.
Marshmallow drinks, marshmallow food.
Drinks, marshmallow fluff, any kind of s'mores, including s'mores tacos.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds good. A s'mores
I like that.
Taco.
First of all, Juan, tell everybody what a churro is if they're not familiar with it.
Churro is just fried dope.
It's fried dough with
correct.
Sugar, right?
Correct. Cinnamon sugar, yeah.
What's not to love about that?
Right.
And why is there, is a churro, can it also be, I mean, there's some that look like a donut, but they're, you know.
Correct.
They're called churros. What's the difference between the long churro and the donut churro?
I don't think there's like a donut. I think they just put in cinnamon sugar to a donut.
Okay.
But we got different kinds of churros.
Okay.
Like right now we're doing like a churro sandwich, which is
Churro sandwich?
Correct.
You're kidding.
It's two wheels of churros with ice cream in the middle.
Well, that's wonderful. What's not to love about that? Is that going to be at Lollapalooza this
correct.
Week?
Yeah, okay. We're going to have the churros, the churros more, the churro sandwich, and the churro sundae.
What kind of ice cream?
We're only going to have vanilla.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we got toppings like strawberry, chocolate, and caramel.
Of course you do. What's your booth number?
It's going to be 39.
39. Yeah. Okay. Lindsay and Kat, how about you guys? What are you going to be serving at Lollapalooza this week, Kat?
Yeah, we have really had to whittle down our full menu that we have in our cafe. We made some really special treats.
Okay.
We have our Lollapalooza exclusive fluff, which we call our Ooey Marshmallow Goodness. And it's our vanilla base. We've added frosting and sprinkles
to it. Is that what this is right in front of me?
That's
okay.
Correct. Yep.
All right. Oh, boy. Okay, hold on. I got to grab it.
It's going to be ooey gooey, perfect for, you know, all the music festival goings. We also created our S'moreo, which is an Oreo sort of cookie base.
Okay, how do you come up with this? Are you just, everybody's sitting around and like, okay, we need to come up with something for Lala. Let's just sit around and start sampling.
You know, sometimes. Usually it's, we have so many ideas, it's how do we whittle it down to a few that would fit really well.
Right.
So sometimes it's something we've seen on social media that has been inspiring. Sometimes it's, you know, something we've always wanted to do that fits with the nostalgia of enjoying marshmallows.
Okay.
Sometimes our chef will come to us and say, I have this great idea for something. I just made it, try it out. So we're definitely yes people. We're like, yes, let's do it. Let's keep creating.
I've never seen an Oreo look so good before.
Lauren, you've never been this quiet.
I'm so excited. I'm like eating whatever this is. It's like a giant, fancy, tasty marshmallow. And now I'm looking at this Oreo and I almost don't even want to bite into it because it looks so pretty.
Wow. I mean, so what is this that I'm going to take a bite of?
That is the Ooey Marshmallow Goodness. Mm-hmm. It's our vanilla fluff with frosting and sprinkles.
Oh, my God. Of course it's wonderful. Wow.
Does it taste like childhood? I don't think I've had fluff since I was very
It tastes
young.
Like room temperature ice cream. Really? It does. Is that what you guys are going for?
It'll definitely
hold
its shape so you can take some photos for Instagram.
See, that's the nice thing about that. Ice cream will be melting all day, mm-hmm. whereas that is going to be nice and clean and yet still tasty.
Yeah, but people want to cool off, so they want to grab some ice cream.
Well, would you rather cool off or be messy? I guess people can go based on that decision.
We need to. Can you hand over a churro to Lauren and hand me one? Because we need to try this. Where did the churro come from? Because I see stands everywhere around the city. They're very easy to make, right?
I think fairly it's easy. For us, it's very easy because we've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. Where are you guys located in the city?
We have 9 locations in the city.
9 locations? Yeah, correct. Okay.
Yeah, we are, like, the main one is Pilsen because that's where we start.
Right.
It's right on Walcott and Cermak.
Okay, got it. Is there any downtown?
No, the closest one right here is Navy Pier. We got a location on Navy
Pier. Oh, you have a place
on
Navy
Pier. By the first wheel. Yeah.
Which is just nonstop people, isn't it?
Correct.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
That's a good get. Okay. How many calories in this?
I don't know. I don't want to say.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to know. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Of course it is.
You can't go wrong with the churro. It's
no,
like the best.
Can't. You know what you're getting, right? What's on the inside? What's the premium stuff?
I think you got the Bavarian cream.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the white one?
God, it's so good.
I got that, too.
Wow, is that fantastic.
Really see, I rarely get the stuff with a churro with anything in it.
Right.
And usually I'm a little bit afraid of that I might not like it, but this is... I was wrong. I've been making the wrong choice.
Juan, how do you decide how many churros to make? Do you make them on site? You have to make them on site, right?
Yes, we do make them fresh. That's what makes us different from the other churro places.
Okay.
We make them fresh. Like every festival we do, we make them fresh. And we are making it... Depending on the amount of people we
non-stop. See. How many people correct. Do you have working for you?
Right here, we're going to have 25.
25? Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. Lindsay and Kat, how about you guys? How many people do you have working behind the scenes?
I think we have 32.
32 people.
Just staff in the booth. We only actually have one full-time pastry chef, and she's making all of this
everything
stuff.
Everything for Lollapalooza.
You're kidding,
herself.
Right on site? Can you move closer to the microphone?
Oh, yeah.
So she's doing it right on site?
No, we're actually doing everything in our production kitchen ahead of time.
Okay.
The wonderful thing about our marshmallows is even though they don't have any preservatives in them, they could last for 8 weeks.
Really?
So we could make everything ahead of time. We will be torching on site, though. So we will have blow torches inside of our booth.
And what do you do with the blowtorch again?
So in addition to our OMG and our S'moreo, we're yep. also going to have a s'mores on a stick, which is 3 vanilla marshmallows that we will toast, then put chocolate ganache and graham crackers on top of.
I mean, there's going to be people in, sugar comas.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Between the two of us,
right.
I expect it.
Wow. And how many years have you guys been doing Lala?
This is our first year.
This is it? You mm-hmm. don't know what to expect.
No.
You got it. That's why you have 32 people.
Yeah. Our first year, too.
It's your first year?
Yeah.
Are you guys nervous? You excited?
I'm excited, but I don't know what to expect.
I'm nervously excited.
Well, there's not going to be any rain, so you're not going to have to evacuate.
Yeah. The weather looks really good. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You guys finally, are going to be crowded.
Right?
It's going to be crowded by them.
What is the biggest obstacle or problem that you're thinking about? Because you have to think ahead of running out of food, running out of churros.
Running out of food, yeah.
I mean...
Because I've been talking to some other restaurants there.
Yeah, some other vendors.
And, yeah, they
so you kind of get in a feel.
They get really busy, yeah.
Well, if you get busy, that means you're making a ton of profit and you can just close down and enjoy the music. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you own the thing, so yeah.
I don't think Lollapalooza would like that either.
Oh, they wouldn't? Would they get upset if you ran out of food?
Probably, yeah.
Is there a way to kind of send a message to the hub at home? Bring more churros?
Yeah, we can
perfect.
Keep bringing stuff, yeah.
There you go. Got a backup plan. I definitely love a good dessert while I'm at a festival. I feel like you need to have at least one dessert item if you're at a festival.
And let's go through these again. So, Juan, you brought the regular churros, and what are you going to be serving again?
We're going to have the regular churros, strawberry, mm-hmm. vanilla, and chocolate. And then we're going to have the churro s'more, the churro sandwich, and the churro sundae.
God, that sounds great. Got it. And Lindsay and Kat?
So we are going to have our s'moreo, which is our Oreo filled with marshmallow dipped in chocolate.
Right. You have that one.
Yes.
And we're going to have our OMG, which is what you have. It's fluff, frosting, and sprinkles.
Do you want to try this? It's wonderful.
Oh, I kind of do, yeah.
I mean.
We're also going to have toasted marshmallow on a stick. So it's 2 chocolate marshmallows, 1 vanilla marshmallow toasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to have our s'mores on a stick. So 3 vanilla marshmallows toasted with chocolate ganache and graham cracker crumble.
Oh, man. That sounds so good.
What's your festival wear? What are you going to be wearing?
I'm actually really excited. We custom designed EXO marshmallow t-shirts that say DTF down to fluff.
Oh, I like it.
And then we're going to have cute little pink hats that say I love you s'more.
Have you been to Lala before as a fan?
No, not Lala. Been to plenty of festivals, but not Lala.
Kat, how about you?
Yeah, I went maybe 15 years ago. So when we got in this year, I was like, I'm too old. It's so much energy you need for this, but it's going to be so much fun. It's so
interesting
different.
Because, of course, the kids show up, but there's a lot of adults, especially in Chicago, that just love music. Like me, I don't know any of the bands. I think I know three. I'm just showing up because it's fun. That's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Juan, how about you? Have you been to Lala?
No.
Never.
What's your festival wear? Are you going to wear that black shirt?
We're going to have uniforms.
Yeah. Okay.
It's pink, so no black.
No, that's a bad idea.
Not the right weather, yeah.
But it's really cool when you walk in the front gate and you walk down. It's so overwhelming. It's like you got the skyline in the background and tons of people and the big Lollapalooza sign. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's a cool thing.
Quite the environment.
It really is. Yeah. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you for the delicious food. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, it is good stuff. So, and give your website and Instagram handle.
Yeah, so we are XO Marshmallow. Our website is xomarshmallow.com, and our Instagram handle is xo.marshmallow.
xo.marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Juan?
Churrofactory.com, and our Instagram is churrofactory/churro with an X.
Okay. And you guys are going to be posting all weekend long, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
You got somebody out there. Is there a designated person?
Me.
Don't screw it up. What's your hashtag?
So we have two. One is hashtag Fluffapalooza.
Fluffapalooza. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And the second is Lala OMG.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.